Honorable Mrs. Chamindrani Kiriella, you have 9 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, first of all, I would like to thank you for giving me the time to speak on this very important piece of legislation, which is the Mediation Civil and Commercial Disputes Bill, which is presented today. It is indeed a positive and long-awaited piece of legislation, so I would like to congratulate the Honourable Minister for presenting this today. Integrating mediation into legislation gives alternate dispute resolution formal recognition, making the process enforceable, predictable and trustworthy. So in particular, in Sri Lanka, for example, where the Sri Lankan courts are burdened with a massive backlog of cases amounting to approximately 1.1 million on unresolved civil and criminal cases, the alternate dispute resolution methods such as mediation will eventually cease the burden by passing traditional court litigation. Further, Deputy Speaker, it can also reduce the cost for litigants, because we know in Sri Lanka the cost of litigation is very high. So for when a particular person has an issue, when they go into mediation, it can definitely reduce the cost of litigation. So overall, I would say this is a very positive move, not only to encourage the use of mediation, but to inspire trust to the process and those who administer it. However, Honourable Minister, I would like to point out a few areas of concern with the new piece of legislation. In particular, I draw your attention to Section 2.1 of the proposed bill, where it states that the mediation can be initiated either by a mediation agreement, a court-ordered mediation, or voluntary referral by a party to mediation. So what I have an issue is with this voluntary referral to mediation by one party, because it implies that one party alone can trigger mediation. So essentially, even though there is no specific agreement, if one party requires to go to mediation, it can do so. Basically, this, I feel, contradicts the basic principle that mediation requires the consent of all parties. Further, Honourable Minister, I would like to draw your attention to Section 5, which statutorily bars the courts from entertaining a dispute merely because mediation has commenced, even in the absence of a mediation agreement. This forces parties to stay out of court until a mediation certifies a non-settlement, and that can turn mediation into a procedural deadlock. So basically, this requirement of the non-settlement certificate can be used by parties to delay the whole dispute resolution process. In particular, if you have a litigant who wants to delay the resolving of a particular dispute, especially in the case of unlawful rent and so on and so forth. So this can definitely be taken on by such a party. So, for example, Honourable Minister, in the Singapore Mediation Act of 2017, basically the courts can only stay proceedings when there's a formal agreement. So, like I said before, in Sri Lanka, even in the absence of a formal agreement, if one party wants to go into mediation, it can go so. And then in that event, the other party can't go into litigation. So basically, that kind of goes against the concept of mediation. So, and the other one is the requirement of a mediation service provider. This essentially means that the parties If the parties wish to obtain the services of a mediator who is well versed in a particular industry, they are precluded from doing so because they have to go with a registered service provider. So that can basically create some sort of bureaucracy. So overall, I would say the Act can be looked at positively, especially in terms of Section 19 and Section 22, where basically the settlement agreement is given legal, it's a legal binding agreement, and also Section 22, basically it says that the settlement agreement can be converted into a decree of court by the High Court. So these are essentially positive steps towards it, and I hope you would take in our suggestions favorably so that I think we all want to ensure that the delay in our court system is fastened. So ewagema garu niyojaka kathanayakathumani mamme sabhavata yam karanayak kiyanna kemathi visheshayenma dan dina kihipayakata udadi අපේ අතිගරු මහානායක හිමිපාණන් වහන්සේ බැහැ දකින්නට ගියා. එම අවස්ථාවේ හිමිපාණන් වහන්සේ මේ සභාවට උන්වහන්සේගේ අවසරය ඇතිව ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට කාරණා කිව්වා. විශේෂයෙන්ම අපි දන්නවා අපේ රටේ බුද්ධ ශාසනයට විශාල තර්ජනයක් එල්ල වෙලා තියෙනවා. ඒ වගේම ස්වාමින් වහන්සේලාට. ඉතින් විශේෂයෙන්ම මේක බුදුරජාණන් වහන්සේගේ කාලේ, ඒ වගේම පහුගිය කාලේ, ඒ වගේම ඉදිරියේදී මෙවැනි තර්ජන සිදුවීමට හැකි වෙනවා. විශේෂයෙන්ම අපේ රටේ ස්වාමින් වහන්සේලා නිසා තමයි මෙතෙක් කල් මේ රටේ බුද්ධ ශාසනය රැකගැනීමට හැකි වුණේ. විශේෂයෙන්ම අපි දන්නවා අපේ රටේ බුද්ධ ශාසනය දැන් අවුරුදු ගණනාවක් විශේෂයෙන්ම යටත් විජිත රාජ්‍යයක් වශයෙන් කටයුතු කරනකොටත් අපේ රටේ බුද්ධ ශාසනය රැකගැනීමට හැකිවේ අපේ ගරුතර මහා සංඝරත්නය නිසා. විශේෂයෙන්ම මිහිඳු මහරහතන් වහන්සේ අපේ රටට වැඩම කිරීමෙන් අනුතුරුව අපේ රටේ ශ්‍රී ලාංකික සංස්කෘතිය නියෝජ කතානායකතුමනි හැඩ ගැහී තිබෙන්නේ මේ බුද්ධ ශාසනය සහ බෞද්ධ ආගම එක්ක බද්ධ වෙච්ච සංස්කෘතියක් කියලා කියන්න පුළුවන්. ඉතින් විශේෂයෙන්ම උන්වහන්සේගේ යෝජනාවක් තමයි අපේ රටේ ඉන්න සියලුම භික්ෂුන් වහන්සේලා දැන් අද වෙනකොට ඉතින් අද දල වශයෙන් අපේ 45ක් විතර සංඝයා වහන්සේ ලියාපදිංචි වෙලා තියෙනවා. ඉතින් ඒ හිමිපාණන් වහන්සේ විශේෂයෙන්ම මේ රජයෙන් ඉල්ලීමක් කරන්න කිව්වා ඒගොල්ලන්ට හැඳුනුම් පතක් ලබා දෙන්න කියලා. මං හිතන්නේ 40,000ක් විශාල ප්‍රමාණයක් නෙමේ. ඉතින් මං විශේෂයෙන්ම අපේ අධිකරණ අමාත්‍යතුමත් මේ සභාවේ ඉන්න වෙලාවේ ඉල්ලා සිටින්නේ මේ සියලුම සංඝයා වහන්සේලාට හැඳුනුම් පතක් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න කියලා. මොකද එතකොට යම් කිසි නිල හැඳුනුම් පතක් දුන්නොත් මං හිතන්නේ දැන් තියෙන ප්‍රශ්න වලින් යම් කිසි දුරකට මිදෙන්න පුළුවන් කියලා. ඉතින් ඒ ඉල්ලීම කරමින් කාලය වේලාව ලබා දීම සම්බන්ධයෙන් ස්තුති වෙනවා.
Honorable Mahinda Jayasinghe, you have yes, Honorable Minister. Yeah, you can
please. Mama Stutiwantana, I am gratefully respectful and thank you for your very constructive contribution. But I would like to invite your attention to Section 2.1, where it says party to mediation, right? It says party to mediation, and you raise the point where one party is allowed to drag it to mediation. But that is not the thrust of the matter. One party may request for mediation, but the concept of mediation, if the other party does not agree for that, then it will not go for mediation. So that point I wanted to clarify with you. A party can request, but if both parties don't agree, I mean, by the definition of mediation, it will not be referred to mediation.
Yes.
I think we'll have a chat. They are running out of time.
Okay.
We'll have a chat on that. Okay. But thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good clarification.